Ex-Texas Lottery Commission boss re-indicted over alleged $95 million scheme. By Amy Furr on May 15, 2026. The former boss of the Texas Lottery Commission has been re-indicted in an alleged $95 million gambling scheme. The commission and its former director, Gary Grief, were accused of misusing state resources, Fox 7 reported Thursday. A Travis County grand jury initially indicted Grief in April, but the county's district attorney's office dismissed the case, according to Kson. However, he has since been re-indicted on a first-degree felony charge of abuse of official capacity regarding the case. Texas Scorecard's Brandon Walton cited court records when he reported Tuesday the initial indictment was dismissed at the prosecutorial discretion of an assistant district attorney. The Fox article detailed the issue surrounding a 2023 Texas lotto drawing that was part of a jackpot controversy. State leaders said a group of professional gamblers, data modeling strategists, and retail ticket sellers found a way to all but guarantee a win in the April 2023 Lotto Texas drawing. The group allegedly used a huge ticket printing operation to buy nearly every possible number combination before the drawing, and it worked. On April 22, 2023, someone won $95 million. According to the Texas Sunset Advisory Commission's website, the state legislature abolished the Texas Lottery Commission in 2025. This agency is currently inactive. An agency can be labeled inactive if it has been abolished, had a title change, was merged into a different agency, or split into different agencies, the site read. Meanwhile, Grief's attorney, Sam Bassett, claimed there was no wrongdoing on his client's part and blamed politicians. The indictment returned by the Travis County grand jury is the product of politics, not facts demonstrating a crime. Gary cooperated with the Texas Ranger investigation, but neither he nor his counsel had input with the grand jury. The Rangers had their direction from politicians searching for a scapegoat. When all facts are revealed in court, the public will see that Gary's leadership at the Lottery Commission generated millions of dollars for Texas schools and veterans, and there was no crime, he said.